We often have a war of words through the media with this man, Joe Fisher, but it's never awkward here on the show anyway. He joins us on the Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline.
Well, you know who probably actually bears some responsibility for this Tiki Barber, Eli Manning situation, when you get right down to it, is NBC. You know, they're the ones that they knew full well they were going to give Tiki the opportunity to stir the pot a little bit by setting him up with a question like that. And I would not be at all surprised if there was a little bit of discussion before they did that halftime show and said, here's what we're going to ask, here's what we're going to, you know, we need you to kind of, you know, talk about this and talk about that and see if we can't, you know, get some personality going here early. So, you know, the network is probably not without a little bit of, you know,
so you're suggesting that some of this could have been staged?
Oh, I would never suggest such a thing. I think that's a situation where it was talked about at length before they started, most likely, and everybody knew, okay, we're going to ask you this, and what are you going to say? And I'm just sure that it was not something that happened off the cuff.
Well, Joe, to switch gears to basketball for a second, the 07-08 schedule came out yesterday for the men's team. A bunch of area teams on the schedule, and you look at the home schedule for the pre-conference, Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, Lipscomb, TSU, Austin Peay, Valpo, Iona, Rice, UMass, all on the schedule.
Pretty good schedule, isn't it? Now, you know, when you look at that, a lot of teams that have, you know, certainly some success in their histories and from some great conferences. Of course, Georgia Tech and Wake Forest both coming, both a part of that in December. Rice, the return game, Morris Almond, who had 44 against us. You know, they come back to Nashville. UMass on January 5th. And as you mentioned, mixing in some of the local teams with four in-state teams in addition to, of course, the regular meeting with Tennessee. So I think it's a very noteworthy schedule. I think it's got plenty of strength to it. I think it's good for the preparation for the conference season. It's also interesting to see that, you know, we've got at least four national games, you know, in conference play, with both our Kentucky and both our Tennessee games picked up for national broadcast. So I think it shows that everybody looking around has high expectations once again of what they've done over this past year.
And a trip down to South Padre for you and Tim.
Well, actually, probably not for me.
Well, that's true, because that's during football season.
That's during football. That's the final weekend of the regular season for football. So I would imagine I'll end up here having to stay here and do the Wake Forest game instead of going down to South Padre Island. So,
well, you need a stunt double, Joe.
Well,
you know my number.
You know, exactly. Well, you never know. You may get a call.
All right.
You want to give us a couple notes from training camp as far as football goes?
Well, a little bit of a concern.
Or, fall camp, to be correct.
Fall camp, you know, the final two-a-day, if you will, was yesterday. A little concern, Patrick Benoit injured an ankle, and he's been running with the first team quite a bit at linebacker, and don't know the severity of that injury, but certainly he is a guy that was going to be looked at to play a lot, whether as a starter or certainly as a key backup, and hopefully that's not anything that's very serious. We should find out more about that today. They will probably scrimmage today, which will probably be the last major contact work before they get ready to start preparing, you know, for Richmond and going through game prep. So today could be a big day for some people if they elect to go ahead and do it, and I think they will. And then after that, you sort of fall back into your routine. You really have to kind of get to a point now where you give them some rest to get their legs under them, to, you know, to be fresh for that game on September 1st. So today's probably the most vigorous day they'll have left.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.